Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die B20 beraad het vandag tot 'n einde geloop en so wat 1000 sakeleiers van die grootste ekonomie reg oor die wêreld het sedert Dinsdag vergader om oor die grootste probleme en geleenthede in die wêreldekonomie te praat en dan voorstelle oor ekonomiese beleid aan die G20 te maak om groei te versnel. Nou, Cas Kavadia is Suid-Afrika se B20 Sherpa. Nou, die B20 Sherpa speel 'n kritieke rol om beleidsvoorstelle te formuleer en te onderhandel en is presies wat nou gebeur het. Hy is op die lyn. Cas, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's been a busy week for South Africa and South Africa should have been or was on the central stage of the world economies, but there seems as if this whole tension between South Africa and the USA dominated the debate. And President Cyril Ramaphosa was quite scathing today about Donald Trump's remarks that he wouldn't attend the event, that no government official of the US will attend the event, and that South Africa doesn't belong in the G20, and that there cannot be a consensus statement released by the G20. And he basically said the USA is bullying South Africa, and it's his strongest response, actually, to what's happened over the past year. Did this surprise you, and did it actually just put a cloud on this event?
Hi, thanks for having me. No, I don't think it surprised me, and it didn't put a cloud on the event. And I've just seen something now where it says that President Trump is reconsidering his position on the G20. So who knows? Anything could happen in the next couple of days. No, look, the B20 message has been very clear, and U.S. C-suite business people, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, have been participating in the task forces of the B20 since March this year and have been party to the recommendations we handed over to the G20. And the message is quite clear that we want to work together in open economies through multilateral institutions, but the multilateral institutions must be restructured to actually represent the changing sort of global economics. And that we want to work together to actually grow economies that benefit the majority of the people in those countries. And I think the B20 has also sent out a clear message that, you know, these aren't problems of the South. I mean, inequality, exclusion, lack of growth are not problems of the South. They're global problems. I mean, you have populations that are unhappy in countries to the North. And the B20 is a very good structure where business leaders come together from countries in both the so-called North and so-called South to actually discuss what are global issues. And so it hasn't been a cloud on the B20. The recommendations of the B20 stand because they were handed over to the G20 on the 4th of September. And I think the president's comments also reflected what the businesses in the B20 thought, that we don't, I mean, the U.S. must make up its own mind. It's an independent country. It can decide where it wants to participate or not. But all of the other G20 countries have actually said that they will participate, and they will participate on Saturday and Sunday. And all of the G20 countries have participated. Businesses in the G20 countries have participated in the B20. Mm. So, you know, we hope that the U.S. does change its mind and joins, but all of the other countries are moving forward. And on that basis, we've handed over to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully they will be able to manage the situation but drive the B20.
Yeah, I watched several of the presentations or the panel discussions over the past few days, and there's really been a positive vibe amongst these, international businesses. Are you happy with the quality of the delegates that attended the event, and are they representative of maybe the global private sector?
Very happy. I mean, at least 45 to 48% of the attendees were international guests. We've had very senior people from business communities in the G20 countries and beyond, and from countries on the rest of the continent. The discussions were very good. I met what we put together an international business advisory caucus, which is made up of previous B20 chairs and global CEOs. And I met them immediately after we closed the B20 summit earlier today, just to get their views on what they thought the 2 days were like and the year was like. And everybody was very complimentary. And they said that the fact that we put Africa at the center of this agenda, they have come here with particular perceptions of Africa. And this B20 has enabled them to actually understand Africa better and understand the opportunities on the continent, and they want to do business here. And that was one of our objectives.
Yeah, I think that's the key. You know, this is a massive event for South Africa to host, the first country in Africa to host the G20. And as you said, you know, senior or captains of industry from all around the world come here and could see opportunities. But do you think the recommendations that were handed over to the G20 and the, you know, attitude of the leaders that attended could translate into, you know, tangible positive outcomes for South Africa's new factories, investments, new trade partners? Can that happen?
Yeah, so, you know, we deliberately planned the B20 so that we finish the work of the task forces relatively early. So we finished the work of the task forces by August, and we handed over the recommendations on the 4th of September. And the reason we did that was that we wanted to spend September and October advocating for those recommendations with our government and other G20 governments. And I've spent, you know, September and October traveling all over the world advocating for these recommendations. We've advocated to our government. When we handed it over, Minister Lamola indicated that our recommendations talk to what our government's views are on the G20, and the president reaffirmed that today. And so we're hoping that a number of the recommendations will be accepted. But what we're also trying to do with the previous Sherpa, myself, the US Sherpa, and the British Sherpa, because Britain will take over in 2027, between the four of us, whether we can track the recommendations, whether we can see which ones were accepted and implemented, and what the impact of the implementation is, because that's what we've got to do. And for the first time, the B20 is trying to do that, and we hope that we can.
Just lastly, you've been very busy, and to be a Sherpa, which is an interesting word, I think it has been a very, very busy time for you. Are you taking a holiday soon?
I'm certainly taking a week off early in December, and then maybe take some time off a bit later. I need it. My family needs it.
Yeah, well, anyway, thank you so much for your time. It has been a great success from what I saw, and you know, South Africa can host these big events. We can do it really, really well. And thank you for your contribution there. Dit was Cas Kovadia. Hy is Suid-Afrika, of seker was Suid-Afrika se B20 Sherpa. Amelia, het jy die B20 gevolg? Wat is jou siening?
Ek moet erken, Ryk, ek het nie dit so baie gevolg nie. Daar was so baie nuus in die mark gewees vandag dat ek baie min tyd daar ons.
Jong, as die president dan Donald Trump 'n boelie noem, en
ja,
dan is dit nie.
Ja, ek moet sê, dit het ek
gelees,
dit het my nogal geskok. Ek het nogal by myself gedink, ek sou eerder stil gebly het, mens wil nie nou in 'n bekgeveg betrokke raak met Amerika nie. Maar ek dink dit is 'n baie delikate situasie.
Ja, ek dink ons is reeds in 'n bekgeveg, en ek dink wat in Suid-Afrika gebeur, is nie reg nie, maar ek dink ook dat die redes vir die, of die motivering vir Donald Trump se opmerkings teenoor Suid-Afrika is gebaseer op feite wat regtig nie waar is nie. Dit is op verkeerde feite gebaseer. So dit is nie 'n lekker situasie nie. Dit is 'n olifant teen 'n muur. Maar ek dink die president moet ook sê op 'n forum waar daar 30 van die grootste lande, 20 van die grootste lande in die wereld by mekaar kom en almal stem saam en steun Suid-Afrika en ons pin, dan dit moet ook vir iets stel en dan moet die mens ook iets sê. Ek weet nie wat die uitkoms gaan wees nie, dit is nie in ons belang om sulke uitsprake te maak nie, maar aan die ander kant as uitsprake van Donald Trump gebaseer is op verkeerde feite, dan moet mens regtig sterk en van hierdie platforms af reageer.
Ek hoor dit, maar dit is vir my 'n baie delikate situasie om die grootste ekonomie in die wêreld teen te staan en te probeer om met hulle in 'n geveg betrokke te raak. Ek dink is 'n baie gevaarlike situasie waarin ons is.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.